Coming up on today's show.
If you cannot pray a rosary, pray a decade. If you cannot pray for 10 minutes, just pray for one. If you cannot read the scripture for a chapter, read half. And if you cannot stop sinning, stop making excuses.
Peace be with you. This is Catholic Sports Radio, located at the intersection of your faith life and sports life, and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and lots of other platforms. I am Bruce Wozniak, talking with Catholic guests who are current or former athletes, coaches, referees, umpires, clergy, administrators, and more from the pro, amateur, and scholastic ranks about the intersection of their faith life and their sports life. The show website is catholicsportsradio.net or .com. They'll both get you to the same place. Be sure that you have signed up there for free for the Catholic Sports Radio e-newsletter that gets sent out each Monday. That's it. I'm not going to overdo it with emails, just once a week when a new episode comes out. Stay in the know. While you are on the website signing up for the newsletter, look at the top of any page on the site and you will see social media links, logos for this show, meaning Facebook, X, Instagram, and YouTube, so that you can engage with me and the show that way. The Catholic Sports Radio community, that's the name of the Facebook group, which consists of listeners of this show and some past guests. That is free to join, and you can also find a link for that as well on catholicsportsradio.net. I truly enjoy hearing from listeners, honestly. Social media, as well as the website, all give you the opportunity to contact me, as does traditional email, which you can do through bruce@catholicsportsradio.net. Now on to my ministry moment for this episode. It has not been lost on me this NFL season when I have seen a running back break free, and as he heads for what ultimately becomes a big gain, the quarterback is actually seen out in front throwing a block that helps spring his teammate for more yardage. Think too, those of you who watch the NBA, about the times that you see a player that looks like he's going to go in for a monster dunk, but even though he usually pays the price physically, a defender will get position and draw a charge just so that his team gets the call. It's not too different from a hockey player who sacrifices his body and goes down to block a shot. In all these cases, these athletes are not looking for praise. They simply are trying to help out their team. We can make similar gestures in our everyday life and not want the glory, but rather should simply have the desire to tend to others' needs. In Matthew's Gospel, we read in chapter 20, verse 28, that Jesus set this example for us to live by. There it says, quote, "Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Friends, when it comes to healthcare, you want an option that works for you. If your health insurance believes they know best, maybe you need an alternative that believes you should decide. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. With no provider network and the flexibility to join anytime, you choose what works for you and your family. Whether you're navigating the diaper stage, getting your kids ready for school, or planning for early retirement, CHM's comprehensive programs grow and go with you through all life's seasons. Enroll today by visiting chministries.org/catholic-radio. Moving on now with this week's episode, my guest started playing tennis when he was 8 years old and started teaching the sport at age 19. 2 years into his college years, he started a tennis academy that became one of the biggest such schools in his hometown. In 1990, he started at an exclusive resort in California, teaching the sport there for what would be 32 years. Along the way, one of the kids he taught there not only became a number one player in college, but went on to become a pro athlete in the sport. On the faith side, he pursued a master's degree in theology from Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, even though he wasn't baptized Catholic until age 27. His story includes tragic loss in his family, and he started writing a book about his life. Welcome to Catholic Sports Radio, Fabio Marino.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
Very good, thank you. I appreciate you making time to be on the show today.
You're welcome.
In the intro, I intentionally only said, in his hometown. Tell the audience where you were actually born and raised and what the family size was.
I was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and the household was only four, my mother, my father, my sister, and I'm the oldest of the two of us.
Okay. And I had also said in the intro that you were not baptized Catholic until age 27, so explain, does that mean that this was not a Catholic household that you were raised in?
No, I wasn't a Catholic at all. My mother was what I call a baptized unbeliever, and my father was an agnostic, so we never went to church, we never pray, we never read scripture. No, it was completely a pagan household.
But when you say your mother was a baptized unbeliever, what does that mean? She was baptized Catholic, she just didn't practice the faith?
Right. She was baptized Catholic, and I think she received the Eucharist, First Holy Communion, but her mother died when she was two. Mm. And back then, the mother was primarily the one that passed the faith down to the kids, so she was raised by her dad, and there was nothing there.
Wow. Wow. Okay. If you started playing tennis at 8 years old, and from the sound of it, never really put the racket down, does that mean that you never competed in any other sports? And by the way, how was it that you chose tennis as your sport? Or being only 8 years old, was the sport maybe chosen for you?
Well, I'm from Argentina, so yeah, I played soccer competitively. Ah. And I played soccer until I was 15. I was playing both tennis and soccer. And then just I had to decide. I couldn't be playing both. So I chose tennis, especially because in tennis, I win by myself or I lose by myself. I take all the credit for losing or winning. While in a sport like soccer, I might play the best game of my life and we still can lose. Mm. Or I might play the worst game of my life and I still can win. So for me, it was more like, I'll do it by myself.
Now, we all certainly know that Argentina is crazy for soccer, but what was it about tennis that attracted you to tennis? Or like I said, did somebody maybe nudge you in that direction?
I don't know. I just chose tennis, as I said, because I suppose that even at that young age, I knew I want to do it by myself. I didn't want to depend on anybody to win or lose.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay. Share with the audience about the significance of 1987.
Well, I knew in my life something was missing. And what I did, I started reading. Somehow, I don't know, things happen in my life that I don't know exactly why they do. Like, for example, I don't know why I got the gift of faith and my father never did. Mm. And my mother got the gift of faith, but she didn't do anything with it. But somehow, I think God gave me the gift of faith. And first, I started reading about other religions, Judaism, Islam, and Catholicism is the only religion that makes sense and is true. And that was all it took for me to decide to be baptized. And I remember my catechesis was very, very lacking. I had two meetings with an Opus Dei priest, and he gave me the book, The Way, that of course I didn't read. And that was all my catechesis. So that's why I became Catholic. It's not me. It's just the grace of God. I don't know why I got it.
Now, I want the audience to understand where you were at this point in your life in 1987 when you were baptized, you received your first Holy Communion, and you were confirmed. That was when you were still in Argentina. You were teaching tennis. And there's a story about when anybody would ask you if you believed in God.
Yeah, I was in Argentina, I was 27, and I was teaching tennis on weekends. I was a money manager for a bank, Monday to Friday, and I was the CEO of an entertainment company. We had discotheques, and I put myself in charge of the main discotheque, which was called New York City, that is still open. Mm. So it was interesting because I was not only, you know, I became kind of like not a celebrity, but a lot of people knew me in Buenos Aires.
Mm.
And I was dating this girl, and she once asked me if I believe in God. And I said, yes, of course, you are looking at it.
Mm.
And I meant it.
Wow.
I was so successful that I thought that I was not only me, but it was the beginning and end of all. So it was quite a shift in my life when I received the gift of grace and got baptized.
Amen. Amen. Because, audience, how is that for powerful testimony? If Fabio went from somebody asking if he believed in God and he says, of course, you're looking at him, to all of a sudden, as he just said, receiving the gift of grace and deciding, I need to really explore and commit myself and know who the one real and true God is and get baptized, receive First Holy Communion, and be confirmed. What a transformation, just amazing. So that was 1987. And meanwhile, 2 years later, Fabio, you moved to the United States. And then a year after that, you started teaching tennis at the same place for 32 years. You were in a country that you would fall in love with, and you were teaching the sport that always had your heart.
Yes, I came, I got married in Argentina. We came to the States, and that was in June 89. And in January 1990, I started teaching at this place. It's called the Golden Door. It's what is the number one destination resort in the world. It's here in San Diego County. And yeah, I started teaching there, and it lasted there 32 years. I would say that you're not there at the Golden Door for 32 years unless you know what you're doing. And people that come, these very, very, very wealthy people that come there, and some TV stars and movie stars.
Mm.
And everybody told me how good it was. So, and I know I'm a very good teacher. And I was there, as I said, for 32 years.
But audience, I want you to hear something from Fabio himself. When he and I spoke a few days ago, I asked him, because normally when you hear about someone that makes a pretty significant move, there was something behind it, you know, a job or something that took them, that they had to move for some reason. And Fabio, I asked you the other day, and I want you to repeat it. I said, why did you move to the United States?
Because it's the greatest country on earth. People vote with their feet. And everybody wants to come to the States, and I haven't met anybody that wants to leave the States. We have freedom, we have opportunity that I think most of us don't take. And it's just the best place to raise kids, because it's the ability to provide for them. Argentina is a beautiful country. Just don't live there, just go visit. Doesn't mean I always say I was born in Argentina by mistake.
Mm.
I always been an American.
And it's so impressive. Let's not overlook the fact that Fabio coached tennis for 32 years, like he said, at the same place. We all need a coach in our corner. Where do you go if you or a loved one have an attachment to pornography? Let Freedom Coaching help. Don't just quit. Be transformed. Break the power of porn. Visit freedom-coaching.net and be set free forever. And do please let them know that you heard about Freedom Coaching on Catholic Sports Radio. There's two reasons why I just had Fabio tell us that about why he moved to the United States. Number one is, I think it helps to remind us all that we should be thankful to God for the blessings that we have, that he mentioned, the freedoms and the great opportunity that there is here in the United States. But the second reason is, it's a very nice story to hear. It paints a very lovely picture. But I will warn you now, folks, this is one of those Catholic Sports Radio episodes where you will want to have a box of tissues handy, unfortunately. I'm already getting emotional just setting this up. If you recall, I did say back in the intro that Fabio's story includes tragic loss in his family. This was more than 5.5 years ago. But if Fabio telling this story that he's going to share with us helps one person, then this interview is a success. Apparently, there are people out there who feel that Catholic Sports Radio is doing right, as evidenced by a financial gift that was received from the Miller family. I am so, so very grateful for that. And I sent an email saying as much, and I felt strongly about wanting to make a public acknowledgement of that, and I was given the okay to do so, despite what initially was a you don't necessarily have to name names type of response that I got back. It really meant a lot to me to see that type of support. And as I've said before, with regards to guests and listeners making a financial gift to this ministry, that type of belief in the work being done through Catholic Sports Radio. This is such a unique opportunity we have coming together as brothers and sisters in Christ through the mix of faith and sports, and getting a front row seat for testimony from fellow Catholics that we can use to inspire not only our own faith lives, but those around us who we know could benefit from hearing such witness. And I am dedicated to continuing to answer the call to walk with all of you in this way. It would mean a lot to me if you too would consider supporting Catholic Sports Radio, just as the Miller family did. Just as I'm happy to give my time and talent, I hope you will prayerfully consider making a financial gift to this ministry. You can do so in the same way that the Miller family did, which is to utilize the blue Donate to CSR button that's on the homepage of CatholicSportsRadio.net or .com. They'll both get you to the same place. That blue button is a fast, easy, and secure way to make a financial gift. It will allow you to use a credit card, debit card, or even PayPal. Alternatively, though, if you prefer, since I know some people do not like putting payment information on the internet, you can get in touch with me through social media or through the website or email for details on sending a check through the mail. Bruce@CatholicSportsRadio.net is how you can write to me. Regardless of which of those two methods you use, the blue Donate to CSR button on the website or sending me a check, with your permission, I will happily say your name on the air on an upcoming episode of the show as a public thanks, as you're hearing me do this week in sending my gratitude publicly to the Miller family. Or as some people have instructed me to do, you can ask to remain anonymous. I'm grateful for your considering Catholic Sports Radio as part of your tithing, as I continue working to move more people closer to Christ through the mix of faith and sports. Fabio, tell us about the master's degree in theology that you pursued from Franciscan University in Steubenville.
Well, I have 8 kids from 30 to 16, 4 boys and 4 girls. And when Thomas, who is my oldest, was born, I decided that I was going to have enough knowledge to answer the questions when he turned a teenager.
Ah.
And my biggest metanoia was when I started listening to Scott Hahn. I sent a letter to him asking him about an institution that it seems to have the support or the sponsor of Mother Teresa. And he said, we have a distance education department here in the theology department. Why don't you apply? And I applied to it, and I was accepted. And besides teaching tennis and the rest of the things that I did, I started doing a master's in theology, which I stopped when my 5th child was born. When Regina was born, I just decided that I was going to keep reading and studying on my own. I wasn't going to take tests or write papers. It was too much. So I'm halfway. I don't think I'm going to finish it. But, you know, my life has been so... I think God is leading my life. I can't explain the things that have happened in my life. Like you were just talking about porn. And I have never had an addiction. I lived for 4 years since I was 24. I always joke at the ripe age of 24 until I was 29 as a CEO of an entertainment company and the manager of a discotheque. And I lived at night. And I never took drugs and I never been drunk.
Mm.
And I never been addicted to anything. And it's not my doing. So the master's in theology is halfway, is there. I might or might not finish it. I haven't decided yet.
Well, and I picked up in there about that it sounded to me, and please set me straight if I'm wrong, but it sounded to me like you had a particular interest in Mother Teresa. So explain that, because she's from Calcutta, which is in India. She's not from Argentina. So what was it that drew you to Mother Teresa, unless I misunderstood you in there?
You know, there was an institution that offered some catechetical degree, and it looked, when I saw it, the ad in it, it was in a magazine, I think it was Crisis Magazine, it sounded like she was kind of sponsoring them or giving her okay, but at the same time, I was listening to the tapes back then, cassette tapes, I was called hand 2 or 3 hours a night after everybody went to sleep at home. I would just keep reading and studying. I got so good at it that I could say his dogs by heart.
But audience, how amazing is that? And it shows that you're never the wrong age to get started into something. Like in this case, you heard Fabio say that he started into the master's degree after his first child was born, and it was a great inspiration for it. So it doesn't have to be, well, you are no longer a traditional college-age student. Why would you do it? Why not do it? Now, before the break, when I thanked the Miller family, we heard about how well things were going, Fabio having moved to the United States with his wife and teaching the sport that he loved at the same place for so long. But Fabio, you could not escape tragedy, however, 5.5 years ago specifically. To the extent that you can, emotionally, share with the audience what took place, but also what you took away from it in terms of what you would say to anyone else who unfortunately has to go through it as well.
5.5 years ago, my fourth child, John Paul, was my third son, died. He went to sleep on a Sunday night and never woke up. The coroner put natural causes. He couldn't find the reason why he died. But, you know, we think it was an aneurysm or something in his heart. The good thing is that I got real signs. I talked to 3 priests about the signs I got that he's in heaven. Today, I started praying on the March the 11th, Monday, that I will get signs, that I will know if he was in heaven or not. Mm. And 2 days later, he used to play a game. It's called Fortnite online.
Yes.
And millions of people play. And 2 days later, they introduced a new character. It's called a skin. And the skin was my name, Marino. Mm. And I talked to one of my daughters, she's an engineer. I said, what are the probabilities that this happens? That is, we don't have. It's not. There's no way to calculate the probabilities that they didn't know who he was. They didn't know that he played.
Wow.
He played a lot.
Wow.
So, and I say that the death of a parent, a brother, sister, a family member leaves a scar. But the death of a son or a daughter leaves a wound that never stops bleeding because it's unnatural. I was not supposed to bury my son. But I know that, I always say that God has been more merciful to John Paul than to my other kids, because I don't know if my other kids are going to make it to heaven.
Wow.
But I know that now I have somebody interceding for my family.
Wow. And audience, I want to give Fabio a moment to collect himself. So let me tell you how he and I got connected. And by the time I'm done sharing this, he will have pulled himself together and we can move on. Way back on episode 187, so more than 2 years ago, my guest was Lance Mudd, who was a steer wrestler at the professional level. And at the time of our interview, was still active in team roping. He had competed in rodeo events in college. And so, Fabio, it all makes me wonder, we've heard about nothing but tennis. Granted, you talked about soccer a little bit, but are you a cowboy too?
Yeah, it's funny. I always say that America is defined by 2 characters, 2 kind of people, in my opinion. One is the Marines, and the second is the cowboy. And I couldn't be a Marine, so I became a cowboy. Things happened in my life. By the way, since I was 15 until about a year and a half ago, I was Marcelo, which is my middle name. Everybody knew me as Marcelo. Hmm. But about a year and a half ago, I decided to be Fabio.
Okay.
So, like, if you go to online, you put Catholic Answers, Fabio Marino, nothing is going to come up. But if you put Marcelo Marino, my conversion story will come up.
Okay.
But yeah, I met Lance in a Catholic Answers conference about, like, I don't know, a month ago. And somehow, you know, I was wearing my cowboy hat and my bolo tie, and he comes to me, we start talking, And I said, well, you are a real cowboy. Hopefully one day I'll be a real cowboy. He said, no, you are a real cowboy, because, and he explained to me that the cowboys are the ones that do the job. The rancher, the owner of the ranch, is not called a cowboy. He said, you are a real cowboy because you ride for Christ. You ride for the brand. And he's a great guy. I mean, he sent me one of his buckles that he won, and he sent me a book that is called The Catholic Cowboy Way. And that has become one of my main books. It's so inspirational and so right. It's written by a priest that he's also a cowboy. So yeah, everybody calls me cowboy. I always say I'm the last cowboy in San Diego, at least, or the last cowboy in California. And I started writing. I used to write in Argentina a little bit. But I started writing again.
Okay. And folks, if you didn't ever hear that one, episode 187 from 2022 with Lance Mudd, go back and listen to that one. Talk about giving back with time and talent. Wow. Fabio, if I have this right, share with the audience about all your involvement with what I believe is three different parishes and even something else that you're being trained for.
Yeah, I teach a Bible study in a parish. It's called St. Mark's, in the town of San Marcos here in San Diego. I teach confirmation. By the way, I teach that Bible study in Spanish. I teach confirmation in St. Stephen's in Valley Center in English, and I teach confirmation in St. Mary's in Spanish, also here in San Diego. And also, I'm an altar server from Monday through Saturday, except Wednesdays. And now I've been trained to be an Eucharistic minister. But the ones that go to the hospital and pray with the sick and bring in the Eucharist to them, or to, you know, to a place where homebound, the ones that kind of come to Mass.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, wow. And like I said, audience, that's a prime example right there of giving back with time and talent, and so much involvement that Fabio has with not his own, but three different parishes. Fabio, there's something that really impacted me when you and I spoke on the phone the other day, because you were very convicted in telling me this. So as we get set to wind down, share with the audience the saying that you told me, which, audience, this is not Fabio's. He got it from somewhere, but it's quite powerful. Go ahead, Fabio, and share that saying with the audience.
Yes. I don't remember where I got it. I think I read it. I read it for sure. I read it somewhere that if you cannot pray a rosary, pray a decade. If you cannot pray for 10 minutes, just pray for one. If you cannot read the scripture for a chapter, read half. And if you cannot stop sinning, stop making excuses. That resonates with me, and I suppose it resonates with other people, that I believe that the problem, of course, is when we sin, but it gets worse when we try to excuse the sin. If we don't excuse the sin, we know that we are, to a certain extent, repentant. And God willing, eventually we're going to go to confession and confess and repent and do whatever the priest tells us to do. But I think that was so right on the money. But sometimes to leave some sins, it's not that easy.
Now, there was something else that you shared with me, and I don't want to revisit the emotion of having lost your son, but it gave you perspective about this attitude that you feel that we all have about we're all going to heaven and not enough awareness about hell. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes. I think most of us, at least that was the way I saw it for a long time, that we are pretty much going to go to heaven. And then I came up after a while with the saying that says, hey, hell is not going to be empty. Like, for example, I've been to all these, and it's starting to get more often, funerals, and it seems like everybody's going to heaven. And I don't think that's right, because Jesus tells us that the road to heaven is narrow and few find it. And that's another thing that I wish the priests will talk a little more, because they are all very enthusiastic about heaven and make it to heaven. But I don't hear a lot of homilies reminding us that hell is an option that we can choose, and many of us do.
Wow. Wow. This has been powerful. And we're going to close. I just want to have you kind of put a bow around all this conversation that we've had, Fabio. All the coaching, all the teaching of tennis that we heard that you did for, it was 32 years at one place, so it was even more than that overall. But was there an opportunity for you to mix faith and sports? Did you show your Catholic faith in the teaching that you did tennis-wise?
Oh, yes. I used to say that I was a tennis pro with an agenda. And I always found a way somehow to either talk about faith, like a general faith, or talking about God. I tried to talk about Jesus and Catholicism, but it was not always, I didn't always have the opportunity to make it come something that just came in the conversation.
Yeah.
But I remember once a lady went to the management of the Golden Door, and he said that I was the best tennis pro she ever had, but I was talking too much about Catholicism.
Mm.
And the manager was also Catholic, and she said, you know, try not to do it so openly, but, you know, I didn't try to make people uncomfortable, but I always try to evangelize.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. And my gosh, 32 years of teaching the sport that you love, the way that you have devoted yourself to God the Father, who you clearly love, being a father of 8 children. Fabio, God bless you. It's been wonderful having you on Catholic Sports Radio. Thank you so much for making time to be on the show.
You're very welcome. This has been a great opportunity. It's the first time that I have to go through this. And thanks be to God.
Amen. Amen. And audience, it's fitting that we close this week's show with a coach's prayer. So let's pray it together right now, of course, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, guide me as I try to coach my team to build each player's character and boost their self-esteem. May I keep an even temper and remember it's a game. Let me not have favorite players, but treat them all the same. Grant me patient wisdom as I praise them or correct, remembering that I must work to earn each one's respect. Lord, whether we may win or lose, may all who are watching see the kind of coach at every game that you would have me be. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. This is Catholic Sports Radio. Find more at catholicsportsradio.net, as well as on Facebook, X, and Instagram. It is at Cath Sports Radio on all those, C-A-T-H, at Cath Sports Radio. I'm Bruce Wozniak, and remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's that it's Jesus that you always choose.